Consider him. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. Therefore God also hath highly exalted him, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you are complete in him, and of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Oh, the deep, deep mysteries and mercies of God! Oh, the profound and penetrating wisdom of the Almighty! Oh, the unfathomable and eternal wonders of the Creator! Oh, the depth of the riches of the grace of the Father! When it pleased him that in Christ all fullness should dwell. Consider the place of the Lord Jesus Christ in the esteem of the Father. Consider the position of the Son of God made man for our salvation. Consider the responsibility of the Son of Man who was made sin for us. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Oh, consider this Jesus. See the fullness of God dwelling in him. See the glories of the Godhead revealed in his body. See the scars of the nail print in hand and foot. See the face of glory disfigured beyond recognition. See the side from which poured blood and water. Consider this one in whom all the fullness dwells. He who formed the vastness of the universe, he who created the hidden depths of the oceans. He had not where to lay his head. He had not a denarius to pay the tribute money to Caesar. Yet all things are his, by gift from the Father to the Son. My Father and your Father, my God and your God. And of such fullness we are made partakers by the infinite grace of God, for we are in him. We are complete in him. We lack nothing as we dwell and rest in him. The glories are not confined to the shores of Galilee. These wonders are not restricted to the streets of Jerusalem. The limitations of his 33 years are lifted. His glory is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endures from generation to generation. Be highly exalted, O Lord, above the heavens, and your glory is above all the earth. For you are far above all principalities and powers, enthroned above the heavens, and every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth shall bow, and every tongue in heaven and on earth and under the earth shall confess. For you are worshipped and glorified for ever, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. All creation is subject to you. All principalities and powers bend the knee to you. All thrones and dominions are subordinate to you. All things visible and invisible reverence you. You are Lord of the dead and Lord of the living. You are master of the animate and inanimate worlds. Men and angels serve and worship you. And by you kings and presidents exercise their power. All glory and honour comes from you for ever. Your power and wisdom extends to all spheres. Your mercy and authority encompass all ages. Time and eternity revolve around you. And why? Because the Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has subjected himself before his created universe to suffer and to redeem you, beloved. To suffer and to redeem me, too. And in so doing, he has eternally satisfied the heart of God and eternally saved the souls of men. And why? To raise us up to sit with him in heavenly places, to bestow on us the honour due to his name, for us to reign with him as kings and priests, for us to sit with him upon his throne in glory. Consider him, for he is the great I Am. I am the Advocate, the Anointed, the Almighty, the Author and Finisher of Faith, Bread of Life, Beloved, Alpha and Omega, Bridegroom, Captain of Salvation, Carpenter, Chosen of God, Chief Shepherd, Chief Cornerstone, Counselor, I Am Christ Jesus, Dayspring, Daystar, Deliverer, Desire of all nations, the Door, Elect, Everlasting Father, Eternal Life, First and Last, Faithful and True, Firstborn of the Dead, Fountain of Life, Gift of God, God Blessed Forever, God Our Saviour, High Priest, Holy One, Hope, Jesus, Judge, Image of God, King of the saints, King of kings, King over all the earth, Lamb, Lawgiver, Life, Light of the world, Mediator most high, Powerful of God, Prince of peace, Prophet and ransom, Redeemer and righteous rock, Sanctuary, salvation, Shepherd and saviour, Servant, Son of God, Teacher, True vine and truth, True God, unspeakable gift, The way, the wisdom, Witness, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus King of the Jews, Horn of Salvation, this is my precious Jesus, this is my glorious Saviour, this is my cherished brother, this is my beloved bridegroom, this is my Lord and my God. Consider him.